Tim Twentyman and Michael Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, the Lions head down to Minnesota, and that's a team that's really been kind of dealing with some quarterback issues. Their second-year quarterback, Christian Ponder, going through a little bit of that sophomore slump. He didn't start that way. Really was efficient to start the season, but in particularly two of the last 3 weeks, he's really, really struggled, and the Minnesota Vikings have struggled because of it.
Well, it's not a good sign when you're running back in the last three games. And as good as Adrian Peterson, he's the best back in football, but he's got, what, 460 or 480 yards in the last three games. That's some 100 yards more than Christian Ponder has passing.
He's averaging 152 the last 4 weeks.
Okay, well, that's right. But that's, you know, you want your quarterback to lead the offense, not your running back. He passed for 62 or 63 yards last week in a loss at Seattle. He should play better at home because most guys do. But, you know, of all of those, you know, that glut of quarterbacks who got drafted on the first round last year, I thought Ponder was the weakest of the picks. So, behind Blaine Gabbert, who I think has just, you know, come on a little bit this year. Ponder has sunken. And, you know, if I were Leslie Frazier, I know you were on the conference call, you know, Christian Ponder is the quarterback, I'd have some plays for Joe Webb, because I think he can hurt you with his legs, and I think he can open up a defense. And then I wouldn't be surprised if you see that Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Last two times the Lions have played the Vikings, Joe Webb, 147 rushing yards. He's affected them with his leg, and he's been an efficient passer as well. One touchdown, one interception, but he's completed over 50% of his passes in those games. Leslie Frazier on the conference call today did say, Christian Ponder is our quarterback unless there's an injury. But I think you're right. I think we could see Joe Webb in some situations.
Yeah, and that's what I would do. Now, the other part of it is neither one of them, it looks like, is going to have Percy Harvin to throw to. You know, strangely, he didn't hurt the Lions in the first game. He, you know, would he have two catches? But he 105-yard kickoff return. He is an elite talent who can hurt you from opening kickoff to the end.
But you have to have someone that can get him the ball. We'll see if the Vikings can do that on Sunday.